Hi, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk. In this tapping meditation today, we're going to release subconscious blocks, which prevent us from using our authentic voice when we communicate with ourselves, as well as with others. That might be your spouse, your partner, your children, your parents, your boss, your colleagues, or possibly your neighbour. If you're just learning about tapping and how it can benefit your life, take a look at my tapping introduction article first, before starting on this meditation. You'll find a link for it on the Flourish Therapy website page underneath self-development articles. Healthy communication forms the bedrock of healthy and functional relationships, yet without it, we risk silencing ourselves and making do with a life that isn't truly what we want. Healthy communication is part of the process of everyday life. It defines our values, maintains our boundaries, and can lift our spirits just as easily as break us apart. How we talk to ourselves can mean the difference between failure or success. When we try and achieve a goal, but the outcome isn't what we expected, how we speak to ourselves will largely determine whether we see it as failure or as a learning experience. How do you speak to yourself when something doesn't work out? Do you tell yourself you were stupid to even try it in the first place? Because deep down you knew you had no chance of success. Do you feel less able than others? Do you feel ashamed? Do you feel inadequate? Or do you say to yourself that although the process you used this time round didn't work, you know that by changing a variable or two, you really increase your chance of achieving your goal next time? Do you silence the doubters by telling yourself you know you can do it? Do you tell yourself that when people criticise you, it says much more about them than ever it does about you? And perhaps they might even be jealous of your efforts. When we start to analyse how we speak to ourselves and others, it becomes apparent that oftentimes we're not using our unique voice. It's often easier just to go along with things instead of risking upsetting someone. We often deny our own needs to maintain the peace. Is this you? When we value our voice, we empower ourselves. We maintain healthy boundaries and live our lives in alignment with our values system. When you value your own voice, you help to maintain your integrity and your sense of self. Your voice has value. And today we will empower that voice with tapping. I see many clients whose relationship problems stem from their fear of opening up to their partners and expressing their vulnerabilities. Without honest, open, and vulnerable communication, you deny yourself from experiencing total connection with your loved ones. Honest communication around intimacy between loving partners is often an area in which we struggle. We may deny our own needs to satisfy our partner, but how does this leave you feeling? Short term, it might be okay, but imagine how your partner would feel if they knew they weren't pleasuring you in the way they think they are. Imagine how much more satisfying, both emotionally and physically, your intimate relationship could become if you were able to be open and vulnerable with your partner. There are lots of different reasons why we might not value our own voice or be afraid of using it. Often these reasons were formed in childhood, and you may not even remember the particular event or moment when the belief was formed. You might have been laughed at, ignored, put down by someone who you respected or looked up to. You may have experienced abuse or trauma which necessitated you to quiet your own voice to survive that period of your life. Your trust in someone important to you may have been broken, and you feel unable to be vulnerable in front of others in case your trust is broken again. Sometimes we just don't know if our internal voice is right. You might think that your internal voice is telling you the right thing, yet your friends or family may think differently. So how do you know which voice to listen to? I believe that deep down we have a knowingness, whether you want to call it intuition, gut feeling, or just a hunch. When you give yourself time to connect with that deep inner feeling, it will tell you what you need to hear. Remember that what's right for you may not be right for the majority of other people. But that's one of the reasons why you are wonderfully unique. Just because your voice might be a minority voice, by no way means it has any less value. As humans, we have the capacity to make up all kinds of stories about what our previous experiences mean to us. I'm stupid. I'm not worthy. I knew I'd mess it up. I knew I'd be the laughing stock. There are lots of stories. But we can also choose what we want those memories to represent to us. When we recognise our internal self-talk, we can start moving in the direction that's going to help us. So today, we're going to tap on those internal blocks and allow your voice to represent the true you. Be as specific as you can be for each round of tapping you do. That means use the language which suits you best and really focus on the emotions surrounding the memory you are tapping on. It might be that you need to tap several rounds if a memory or an emotion has several facets to it. The more honed in you can be, the better. If, like many people, you have a mix of negative memories and emotions, take each one in turn and tap on them individually. So to begin with, start to focus on one relationship in particular where you want to improve your communication. Take three long, slow, deep breaths and just begin to visualize yourself openly communicating with that person. See yourself being vulnerable, honest and calm. How does that feel? If you need to sit with it for a while longer, then by all means do. What emotions come up for you when you visualize open communication with this person? How awkward or unsafe does it make you feel? Even though you can't anticipate how that person will react to your honest communication, focus on how you feel. You own your feelings and he or she owns theirs, and they are not your responsibility. You just need to be focusing on your own experience of this right now. And do you feel tension in any particular part of your body? Are you wringing your hands while you imagine this communication? Are you twisting your feet or your toes? Can you feel tension in your neck or around your eyes? Does your chest feel tight or your tummy feel butterflies? Just spend some time focusing on your physical and emotional sensations when you visualize your open communication with this person. And next, on a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means no negative response and 10 means the worst amount of tension or fear that you could imagine, either note down or remember what number comes up for you. And once you're feeling well connected to the emotion, take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a few seconds. And then release it slowly through your mouth. Repeat the deep breathing another 2 times. And as you're doing your deep breathing, focus on feeling grounded within your body. I'll leave some time at the end of each of my comments in case you want to either repeat the same or add your own words, which might resonate with you better. And so now we're going to start with the setup phrase. And just remember, if you're not familiar with the EFT tapping points, just go to my EFT tapping introduction article on Flourish Therapy, and you can find that under the self-development articles tab. So first of all, start by tapping the karate chop point on the side of either hand. So side of hand, continuously tapping. And repeat after me, or replace what I say with your own words. Even though I am afraid to express myself, I love and accept myself. even though I feel really uncomfortable by opening up so honestly, and part of me feels like I need to give in. I deeply love and honour myself. Even though I've been struggling with this for a long time, part of me is being disempowered because I've been giving up my own needs, and I accept myself fully. So now we'll do the first round of tapping. So on the eyebrow, keep tapping this fear of their reaction. Side of eye, I feel unsure of how to say what I need to say. Under the eye, I don't want to hurt them. Under the nose, but I'm hurting myself by not communicating openly. Under the mouth, I avoid difficult situations by silencing my own needs. On the collarbone, I'm not honouring myself. Under the arm, my opinion just doesn't count. Top of the head, I find it hard to talk openly, unlike everyone else. Well done. So now we're going to do a second round of tapping. So just keep tapping alongside of each of my instructions. So on the eyebrow, my lack of ability frustrates me. Side of eye, I'm afraid of being rejected. Under the eye, my voice isn't that important. Under the nose, I'm afraid of being hurt. Under the mouth, I just focus on what might go wrong. Collarbone, my lack of open communication is keeping me trapped. Under the arm, I disappoint myself. Top of the head, my lack of speaking openly is limiting my happiness. And now we'll do a third round of tapping. On the eyebrow, I'm afraid I can't be more open and honest with this person. Side of eye, I worry that I'll make myself look stupid. Under the eye, I'm afraid I'll get hurt. Under the nose, I'm afraid that I'll be laughed at. Under the mouth, I'm afraid to trust my true feelings with this person. Collarbone, I just don't know where to start. Under the arm, what if I hurt this person by being open? Top of the head, I'm afraid of not being accepted. So now we're going to check in. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through the mouth and let it go. Check in with the original negative emotion and see how it's feeling now. If you can recall what you visualized earlier, where would you rate it on a 0 to 10 scale? If the value went up or brought up new memories or stayed the same, continue tapping on the negative emotions associated with it, and remember to use as many of your senses as possible that relate to the negative memory. And experience the memory in as much detail as you can while you go through your rounds of negative tapping. Has your value gone down? Have you managed to get it below a value of 5? If you have, you're ready to do 3 positive rounds of tapping. So we're going to start with the setup phrase again. So tapping the side of your hand on the karate chop point. Even though I realise I've been ignoring my own valuable voice, I love and accept myself now. And 2 more times, still tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I try to keep others happy at my own expense, I know I am worth more than that. Even though I didn't know how deep this ran, I value my voice because it represents what is important to me, and I love myself. And so now we'll start tapping through the points. On the eyebrow, I know that if I don't start to open up, things will never change. Side of eye, I am confident that people who respect me will want me to be open with them. Under the eye, I choose to look at communicating openly with optimism. Under the nose, I am discovering my valuable voice. Under the mouth, I open my life to new opportunities. Collarbone, I choose to break free of my internal blocks now. Under the arm, I know I can speak openly. Top of the head, because my voice is as important as everyone else's. And back to the eyebrow, I value this relationship. Side of eye, and I want it to improve. Under the eye, and that means that I need to open up. Under the nose, and communicate my own needs with love and compassion. Under the mouth, because I value myself and my voice represents me. Collarbone, I am feeling more secure now. Under the arm, I am feeling more confident now. Top of the head, I am open to new opportunities and challenges. And the third round of tapping, on the eyebrow, I acknowledge that sometimes I may need to take risks. Side of eye, and it might not always feel safe to open up. Under the eye, but that's okay. Under the nose, because my voice is my own responsibility. Under the mouth, and if someone doesn't like what I say, that is their problem to work with. Collarbone. It's about time I allowed myself to shine for me. Under the arm, if I deny my own voice, I disempower myself. Top of the head, I am confident to own my own emotions and to hear my own voice. And take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it a few seconds and out through your mouth. And how are you feeling now? It may take a little while to notice the differences, but you will feel the changes occurring as you start now to have a growing awareness about the availability of your resourcefulness. You see yourself owning your voice, feeling safe, being present in the moment as you speak your truth, and doing it with love and compassion. See yourself saying what you need to say and focus on how good it feels in your body as you release the weight of your unsaid words. Regardless of how your words are received, remember that you are speaking your truth. And you feel safe in your body by doing so. You're making room for new possibilities, which will help you feel the way into giving expression to your own voice. And by honouring your own voice, you give those around you the opportunity to understand you better and to enhance your life as well as theirs. So I'm going to let the music play on for another 5 minutes or so, and if you want to do some more tapping, just stay relaxed and go with what feels right for you. Don't worry too much about using the right words, and if you miss a tapping point, just keep going. Enjoy this time now. It's your time. You may just want to sit quietly and focus on your mind and body. Or you might just want to give tapping a further go and see what of your own words you can come up with. Remember, this is your time, so make the most of it. And until next time, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk.